Here we go. Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow, bends the spear, and tells the walls to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are by my side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire.
Yes!
Lord of hosts, surely whoever seen the fire, we the sounds of shelter, whoever seen the storm. You have led us through the fiercest spell. Oh, and great, you lift your voice to speak. The earth it bows and all the mountains move into the sea. Oh Lord, you know the hearts of men, and still you let them live. Come again and wrestle us and win. Oh God, who makes the mountains melt, come wrestle us and win.
Joshua was near the town of Jericho. He looked up and he saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in hand. Joshua went to him and demanded, "Are you friend or foe?" "Neither one," he replied. "I am the commander of the Lord's army." At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence, I am at your command, Joshua said. What do you want your servant to do? God doesn't pick sides. He doesn't have a side. He is the side. He is the side. We exalt you, Lord of hosts! We exalt you, Lord of hosts! We exalt you in this house, Lord of hosts! King of kings! Lord of lords! Every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yes.
We choose your side, God.
Yes.
We want you.
Come on.
No more of this shallow picking sides based on the color of your skin. How much money you have and your economic status and your educational level and how old or how young you are, how long you've been around, your experience. We're not going to pick sides any longer, but I've been friends with that person for 25 years. But how can two, unless they agree on the direction, walk together? The highest authority. He is the authority above every other authority. He is the government of governments. There is no one like him. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. And he doesn't want to just be your savior. He wants to be your Lord. He wants all of it. Because he is a jealous God. He is a jealous God. He is a jealous, 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 jealous God. He wants your money. He wants your job. He wants your friends. He wants your family. He wants your gifts. He wants your talent. He wants your personality. He wants everything that you are. He wants to draw it to himself, and he wants to sanctify you, and he wants to use you, and he wants to clean you, and he wants to wash you, and he wants to purify you, and he wants to lift you up out of the miry muck and the clay and the shame and all the garbage of your past and your choices, and he wants to put glory on you. And for some, he wants to tear down. I've watched Satan fall like lightning. He wants to be Lord. And the only way that you will find success in this life is if you make him Lord. Savior gets you into heaven. Making him Lord gets heaven here on earth. Come, come, King of Glory. Come, King of Glory. Come, King of Glory. Shake it all up. Mess it all up. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way.
Cares for thee. Oh, then how much more?
much more? How 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 much more?
God of miracles.
God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles, yeah. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles.
There's something prophetic in here for us in this season and in this hour. About 24 years ago, this church was birthed in the little hotel room, exit 5, Howard Johnson's hotel. I don't know if it's still the J House now or some other club, but it was a rundown, rinky-dink hotel right off the exit. There's a whole bunch of story behind it all, but the conception of the church began with a prophetic word, a rhema word. After I graduated Bible school, I had a feeling that God wanted me to pioneer a church, but I didn't know quite how to do it. They don't really teach you that in Bible school, because you really can't, like, just... It's not like a system or just something that you read out of a book and how to start a church. You need a word from God. You don't do something like that without a word from heaven. You go off on your own and try to do something like that, it'll become a disaster. But if you got a word from heaven, it's a different story. And I was asking, probably after Bible school, it could have been up to 6 months. And I've been asking God, give me a word. I got to have a word. And God gave me a rhema word, a sure word from heaven, and how to do this. And the word was found out of Matthew chapter 5. And I want to read the text to you, and I want to show you where the word became alive for me. Chapter 5, verse 1, it came to pass, as the people pressed upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he, Jesus, entered into the ship, which was Simon's, and prayed, or asked him to thrust out a little bit from the shore. And so here the disciples have been fishing all day long. You'll see in a moment that they've been fishing all day long and they hadn't caught anything. No fish, nothing at all. I mean, what a discouraging moment, right? This was their livelihood, by the way. This was their business. They made no money. And so all day long fishing in the open sea with boats and nets, and they caught nothing, and they're washing their nets. Now, I'm sure they were washing their nets in discouragement, a little bit kind of disillusioned, maybe wondering how they're going to pay the bills next week. But they were washing their nets. When they would wash their nets, they would also tie the knots and fix any broken lines or a rope in the net, knot it. But they were washing, probably in a state of discouragement. Jesus comes along and he gets on Simon's boat and he says, Simon, thrust out a little bit from the shore. And so the rhema word that came to me 24 years ago about starting a church was I was to do it just like this. I was to get in the boat and push out a little bit off the shore. And the Bible says that Jesus did that and he began to teach the people. And so that was my word, my rhema word to me, that I need to start this church not by a Sunday service. Sometimes when people start a church, they do it with a lot of promotion. They plan and they do a lot of promotion and they get a big hall. They start off with a Sunday service. That might be good for certain people, but that wasn't good for me. And I really felt like God was speaking to me that I was to start with a small little Bible study and just take my first step and thrust out a little bit from the shore and teach the people. And so I started a Bible study in a little teeny room in the hotel, and maybe about 6 or 7 people were part of it. And after about 6 months of teaching, I was asking God, you know, what do we do from here? What's the next step? And I went back to the rhema that God gave me in Luke chapter 5. And after Jesus said, thrust out a little bit from the shore, and he began to teach the people. After verse 4, he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Simon, now I want you to launch out into the deep. And now let down your nets for the catch. And so the word of the Lord came to me and said, okay, you've stepped out from the shore. You've started a Bible study. Now this is where the risk is. You've got to launch out into the deep, and you need to start Sunday services, worship services, and make this a legitimate church. And that was the plan. And as I did that, I had to take a risk because I had to cut some ties with my career and my how I was making money. And I still had a part-time job when I did this, but I had to leave the electrical union that I was part of. And it's hard to get into the union. And once you get out, there ain't no going back. So I had to burn some bridges. I launched out into the deep. That was the word God gave me, to let down your nets for the catch. And it's been, you know, that's been history all the way up until now. 4 years after that prophetic word, miraculously, this church was donated to us. There's a long story behind all that, and we're here today, and many lives have been changed and touched, and the message has gone to the ends of the earth, and God has used this ministry, raised up people, and people's lives have been changed. People that aren't here anymore, but their lives have been changed and touched by the glory of God, not by a man, but by God and what he was doing here. And so let me read the rest of it to you, because I'm going to come back to this in a second. And so launch out your nets into the deep, let down your nets for the catch. Simon answered him and said, Master, we've toiled all night. In other words, you know what Peter was saying? There ain't no fish out here. I mean, we're the fishermen. Are you a fisherman, Jesus? Like, there's no fish. You're the preacher. We're the fishermen. You know, you stick to what you're doing. That's your expertise. We're fishermen. This is our business. There are no fish out here. So he got into the realm of logic and reason. And it's an argument in his mind. Whenever God asks us to launch out into the deep, there's a severe argument in the mind. And so Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down your net. When they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets began to break. See, this was a supernatural manifestation of the presence and power of God. And what God was saying, that if you could just be obedient to me and act on my word, you'll find that there's something supernatural waiting for you in the deep waters. And so Simon launches out into the deep, and this was a supernatural catch. And in other words, Simon had to break the argument in his mind. He had to be obedient to what God was telling him. And I believe that God is launching us out into deep waters. That's what the Lord has been doing here in this church. He wants us to get out of our comfort. You know, it's safe over here by the shore. You don't have to take a risk. I mean, you could easily just jump back on shore anytime that you want. But the risk is when you're obedient to God and you launch out into the deep waters. There's a risk launching out into the deep waters, because it's the place of the unknown. You never know what's going to be out there in the deep, deep waters of God. I mean, Jaws can be out there waiting for you. The Loch Monsters can be out there waiting for you. The sea creatures are out there. Listen, I don't really have a real hard time at the beach standing in knee-deep water, or just kind of like waste water and kind of like floating on my back a little bit. I'm cool. But when I got to go out into the deep water and swim out there, I start freaking out a little bit. No lie. I should have never watched those crazy shows on Shark Week. They messed my head up forever. I mean, Shark Week is demonic. Don't watch Shark Week, okay? And so I can't go out into the deep waters, because the only thing that I'm thinking, I can't see nothing under there. How do I know what's floating under there? It's going to bite my foot or pull me under. And so there's a risk. Listen, there's always a risk to launch out into the deep waters, because you're leaving your comfort. Everybody would much rather stay by the shore. It's the safe place. There's no risk that's demanded of us. There's no faith that's demanded of us. It was easy for Simon to kind of thrust out a little bit from the shore. It was a different story when Jesus said, let's now launch out into the deep waters. That's where the arguments came in Simon's mind. And so the deep waters of God takes faith and risk. But let me tell you something right here. You ready? The deep waters of God is where the miracles are. Because that's where a supernatural miracle took place. So great was the miracle that their nets began to break. They had to call the other boats to come in and bring in this supernatural catch. There's always something supernatural in launching out into the deep. When God gives you a word to launch out into the deep, it's because he wants you to meet something spectacular and supernatural and miraculous in the deep waters. Nothing supernatural happens when you play it safe. And so God has given us a prophetic word. New Beginnings Community Church, here's your rhema. Launch out into the deep waters. I want you to listen to what happened a couple of months ago. Now, so that's the word that launched us into us starting a Bible study, starting Sunday services, starting a church. 24 years later, we're here, a couple of months ago. There's something about the prophetic word, because when God gives you a prophetic word, it's like a memorial. It's like a marker in your life at a certain season in your life. many times that word can circle around again. It could be 5 years later, 10 years later, a new season in your life, 20 years later. God could use that same word to circle around again, and it's fresh again. It's got life on it again. It's got presence on it again. And so that's sort of like what happened a couple of months ago. Somebody said, Pastor Rob, I think I got a real word for New Beginnings Community Church. And so I said, okay, well, text it to me. And in short, the word was, this is the word that I felt God put on my heart. It was Luke chapter 5. And the person said that I feel that you've been experiencing some discouragement. That's what the disciples were experiencing. Now, back in the day, when I first got the word, I wasn't experiencing that. But you know, going through the years of ministry and fighting battles and going through the challenges of ministry takes a toll on your family. It takes a toll on your body. It takes a toll on your soul. I mean, it's so easy to become battle weary. You go through so many different seasons and cycles of craziness in ministry. And so there was a time my heart, a couple of months ago, I was experiencing some discouragement in ministry. And so the person said that maybe I feel you're experiencing some discouragement. And that's what Peter and the disciples were experiencing when they were washing their nets, fishing all night, not seeing any results. But the Lord, this person said, wants New Beginnings to launch out into the deep because there is a whole nother world in the deep waters that God wants to take this church in. And so that word came back around, and I knew it was the word. And I really knew it because that's the same word that God gave me, the rhema word God gave me to start New Beginnings Community Church. Same exact word. It circled around, and now the word became fresh. And so God is speaking to not only us corporately, but I believe that God is speaking to individuals here as well. That you've been playing it safe. There's been no faith in your life. Your spiritual life is absolutely boring because you're not being stretched. You're not taking a risk. You have found a comfortable place in your journey, and in your adventure with God has just ended. And you've just come to the place where you just feel like you're comfortable, you're cozy, you don't really want to become uncomfortable now, you don't want anybody to challenge you, you don't want to be stretched. Let me tell you something, if you really want to experience God, you've got to obey God. God is going to tell you to move from where you are and go into the deep waters. Why? Because God's got something fresh for you to experience. The supernatural, the miraculous, signs and wonders, they're in the deep waters. Let me tell you something, provision is in the deep waters. Provision, let me tell you, prosperity, silver and gold and money and provision is in the deep waters of God. How could you say that, Pastor Rob? Let me tell you how I could say it. What do you think they did with that catch after they hauled it all in on the shore? You know what they did? They didn't eat it. They took that bundle. They took those hundreds of pounds of fish. This was their livelihood. This was their business. They went into the marketplace and they sold it for cash, baby. God was in their prosperity. God was in a supernatural catch that gave them supernatural provision, and God prospered them. Why? Because they were obedient to get out of their comfort zone and launch out into the deep waters. Anytime God challenges you to launch out into deep waters is because He's got something waiting for you in the deep. And so for this church, this is the word of the Lord for New Beginnings Community Church. It's time to launch out into the deep waters. This is the word of God for many of you as individuals. God, whatever your context is, it's an individual word and it's a corporate word. Individually, you've got to judge, where does God want you to move and go forward into deep waters? Where have you become comfortable? Where is God challenging you? Is your journey with God boring? Do you think that God is challenging you or stretching you to move from your place of comfort and go into the waters of the unknown? That's where you're going to meet with God. That's where life is going to be imparted to you. That's where the supernatural is. Now listen, I'm not going to be long. I said I'm not supposed to preach in August. Listen. I can guarantee you that when Jesus said to Simon, launch out into the deep, that he had Ezekiel chapter 47 in mind. I know it. I feel like God put that in my heart. When I see Jesus, it might not be the first thing that I say, but I'm going to ask him, Lord, were you thinking of Ezekiel 47 when you told Simon to launch out into the deep waters? When you challenged him to go into the deep, were you thinking about Ezekiel 47? Let me explain to you Ezekiel 47. In Ezekiel 47, an angel of the Lord met with Ezekiel in chapter 40. But in chapter 47, the angel of the Lord took Ezekiel outside of the temple in the spirit. And the angel of the Lord said to Ezekiel, what do you see? And Ezekiel saw water flowing from out of the sanctuary, from out of the east side of the temple, from out of the, off of the threshold, out of the altar, the sanctuary of the temple. There was water trickling out of the temple. And so here's what the angel of the Lord did. This divine being took a measuring rod and measured 1,000 cubits into the water. And then he took Ezekiel by the hand, very important. He took Ezekiel by the hand and said, Ezekiel, you're coming on this adventure with me. Took him out 1,000 cubits, about 1,700 feet in the water. And the water was up to his ankle. And then the angel of the Lord measured another 1,000 cubits, about 1,700 feet. Grabbed Ezekiel by the hand and said, prophet of God, we're on an adventure. Come with me. Took him out 1,000 cubits. Now the water is up to his knees. And then he measures another 1,000 cubits. Takes Ezekiel by the hand again and says, now come with me. And takes him out another 1,000 cubits. The water now is up to his waist. And then he measures another 1,000 cubits, takes Ezekiel by the hand, takes him out now, another 1,000 cubits, and Ezekiel can't feel the ground. The water is so deep that his feet are not touching the ground. He's in deep waters. Come on, somebody say deep waters. Deep waters. He's in deep waters. And Ezekiel said the water was so deep that all you could do is swim in this water. And so if you read it, this water begins to flow in intensity and in magnitude and in scope. It is rising. And the angel of the Lord doesn't want Ezekiel to stay on the shore. Doesn't want Ezekiel to just thrust out a little bit to the ankle. Doesn't want Ezekiel just to be at the knees. See, some of us have settled in knee-deep water, and God is saying, you've got to move. You can't live in knee-deep water. You've got to move further into the deeper waters. Wherever you are, there are deeper waters for you and for your journey, adventure with God. And so listen, wherever these waters went, everything that was dead came alive. The trees that were dead came alive. They begin to bear beautiful fruit, and the leaves were vibrant. The Bible says that the water, now listen, don't lose me, I'm almost done. The water flowed into the deserts. And in the desert, it says now it flowed, get this, even into the Dead Sea. Now, why is that important? Because nothing grows in the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea today is dead. That's why they call it the Dead Sea. There can be no life in the Dead Sea. But this river, as it grew in depth and scope and intensity, it flowed into the Dead Sea. And then it said everything that was in the Dead Sea came alive. Fish came alive in the Dead Sea. In fact, Ezekiel said it was a magnitude. It was a multitude of fish that came alive in the Dead Sea as it were in the Great Sea. Everything changed. Everything that was dry, everything that was dead came to life from this deep, deep water. In other words, the miracle is in the deep. The supernatural is in the deep. And now listen. Here's what Ezekiel said. And on the shore, I saw the fishermen with their nets, their big nets laying on the shore. And so this is the same story we see in Luke chapter 5. the deep waters had something to do with the nets. It had something to do with catching the fish. It had something to do with the supernatural harvest. And I believe that God is saying to us that this is a season of harvest for those who will launch out into the deep. This is a season of harvest for New Beginnings Community Church. This is about souls, folks. It's about filling the house with souls. It's a season of harvest. But the harvest doesn't come until there's a launching out into the deep. And so I love that this angel, this angelic being, took Ezekiel on a journey. See, this isn't a journey that you go on by yourself. The Holy Spirit wants to lead you on this adventure. He wants to lead you on this journey. He wants to take you into the deep waters. This is a season of harvest, not just personal harvest. This is a season of church harvest. Church harvest. Listen, we're coming out of the summer months. What is the next season, folks? What is the next season after summer? Somebody say harvest. Harvest season. Harvest season. Harvest season. My God. Listen. I hope I'm not boring you. Let me finish with this. You know how many times I go into Ezekiel? I go right back to Ezekiel 47 because I love this. The imagery. The pictures. Holy Spirit is trying to show us the blessing of the river rising, the deep waters. Do you know where this story really begins? Ezekiel chapter 40, seven chapters earlier. Really? What's Ezekiel 40 to 47 all, or 40 to 46 all about? Let me tell you what it's all about. Because we're just notorious for just going in the scriptures, finding something that really just, you know, makes us feel good, gives us the goosebumps, and we camp out on that instead of reading it in context, because something happened prior to the flow of the river being released out of the sanctuary that brought life everywhere it went and flowed. Something happened prior. What happened prior? Six chapters. It begins in Ezekiel 47 when Ezekiel said, "The Spirit of the Lord caught me up into the visions of God." Then he's introduced to this divine being, this angelic host, or this angelic being, maybe from the Lord's hosts. And this angelic being was supposed to be Ezekiel's guide in these next six chapters. But the angelic being had something very interesting in his hand. He had a measuring reed. A measuring reed. A carpenter might say, a tape measurer. Or a tape measurer. A measuring stick. This was a measuring reed. Now, this is what's interesting about this whole story. The angel, the first thing it says, Ezekiel, I want you to really watch, take notice, pay close attention to everything that you see. And then the angel of the Lord started taking this measuring reed, and he took Ezekiel on the outside of the temple, and he began to measure the walls. Everywhere he takes Ezekiel, there's a measurement. Come on, somebody say measurement. Everywhere he takes the prophet, there is a measurement. Everything had to be the right measurement. If it wasn't, there'd be a little shave right here. Right measurement, good. Another measurement here. Everything began to be measured. And then there became this instruction to the activity in the temple. And God began to speak to the princes. And God began to speak to the priests and everybody that had responsibility in the temple. God began to give them divine instruction. And when everything was measured, just like God intended it to be, and when everything came together in the temple, just like God intended it to function, the angel of the Lord takes Ezekiel to the east side of the temple. And the river begins to flow. What's that all about, Pastor Rob? Let me tell you. I'm going to leave you with this. You ready? In this season, the deep waters are only for those who are willing to be measured. If you don't want to be measured, if you don't want to be measured, what does that mean? What do you mean measured? What's that mean? Measured means to be judged. Doesn't necessarily mean a negative way. It means to be balanced. It means to be measured. If you're not willing to have somebody measure you, if you're not willing to let somebody in your life, if you're not willing to be measured in this house, you know what we've been going through for the past couple of years? Let me tell you right now. Divine measurements has been happening in this house for the past couple of years. And listen, it's not always a comfortable thing to be measured. Because when you are measured and you don't meet the measurement, there needs to be an adjustment that needs to be made. There needs to be a correction. Maybe there needs to be something to be shaved off or broken off or something added to get the right measurement. Measurement is not an easy thing to come under. But listen, if you and I are going to go into the deep places of God, we've got to be willing to be measured. And so for the past couple of years, we've been being measured. It's made some people feel uncomfortable. It's been a difficult process. It's been a messy process. There's been nothing that's been really, you know, exciting about measuring situations and measuring ministries and measuring people. And sometimes people, when you start measuring, they get offended. They get angry. They don't want to be measured. If you don't want to be measured, there's no deep waters for you. Just forget Ezekiel chapter 47. It's not in your book. It's not in your destiny. Just forget it. If you are not willing to be measured, come on now. Everything in the temple had to be measured. Everything in this house has to be measured. Every person in this house must fall under the measurement of God. If you think, I don't need anybody to measure me but God, and you have no idea what measurement is all about. God uses people to measure. Yeah, He'll measure you at times in your own private relationship with Him, in your own private worship. There'll be times that God speaks to you and measures you and talks to you, puts His finger in a place of your life, makes you feel uncomfortable. But for the most of the part, God measures you in the context of the grid of people in the local church. People who God places around you, people who God places over you. Measurement comes in the grid and in the context of the local church. If we are people that don't want to be measured, deep waters is not in our book. It's not going to be our experience. I want you all to stand to your feet for a moment. Just for a moment. God is speaking to us by launching out into the deep. The Spirit of God is in the deep waters. The supernatural, signs and wonders, the anointing, the glory of God. Everything we long for is in the deep waters of God. The provision, even the silver and the gold, it's all, everything we need is in the deep waters of God. And we're launching forth into the deep waters. Do you hear the Spirit of the Lord today? He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Maybe there's an area in your life the Lord is challenging you. You've been in this place for 10 years, and I've been trying to get you to launch out into the deep, but you've not been willing. You've just wanted to stay close to the shore. You're just trying to play it safe. You just like the comfortable place that you're in. And God is challenging you as His son and as His daughter. I don't know, wherever the context may be in your life, maybe it's a career. Maybe it's in an idea God has given you. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's an area of your life. Maybe it's just your journey with God. You are just shallow. I mean, your toe isn't even in the water yet. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're just standing on the shore. You haven't even put your little toe in the water yet. And God's been pulling on your heart, tugging you. God has been challenging you as a son and a daughter of God to step into the waters and come on this journey with God. God is wanting to take you off the shore into the river. He doesn't just want you to know about the river. He doesn't just want you to talk about the river. He wants you to be in the river. In the river. And wherever you are in the river, maybe you're just knee deep, and that seems like you have arrived. If you are knee deep, you have not arrived. there is deeper water for you. Maybe you're just waist deep and you've been saying, God, this has been exciting. Lord, you've done so many mighty things in my life. But listen, there's deeper water. God wants to take you into the deep where you've got to swim. You've got to trust God. You've got to have faith. I don't know where it is in your life, but wherever it is, if God is challenging you in any way, that wherever you are, to launch out into the deep now. To launch out into the deep now. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. If God is challenging you as a member, as an attender, as part of New Beginnings Community Church, to get you to be willing to be measured. To be willing to be measured. To be willing to be measured. Come on, just say, if that's you, just say, God, I've been stubborn. I've been rebellious. I haven't wanted anybody to get in my face. I haven't been wanting anybody to get into my space. But Lord, you are speaking to me today. Lord, I see that I need to be measured. I need to grow up. I need to really grow in the things of God. I can't be independent. I can't be disconnected. I can't be rebellious. I've got to be measured. If that's you, just come on. Come on, say, God, measure me. God, measure me. God, measure me. God, begin to measure me. Begin to measure me. Begin to measure me, God. 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 As part of this church, what would it look like for everybody to say, I want to launch out into the deep waters? I want to launch out as a local church. I want to launch out into the deep waters where the supernatural is, the signs and the wonders, the glory, all the great things we preach about, we teach about. Well, there it is. There it is. It's in the deep waters. Listen, we've been preaching about going to another level. There's one point that I missed. I gave you 6 points to go to another level. There's a seventh right here, right now. And it's depth. It's depth. It's depth. You want to go up? You know how you go up? You got to go deep. When a skyscraper is built and they determine the height of the building before they ever start the work, they've got to determine if we want the building to be this high, then that means the building needs to be this deep. If you want to go up, you've got to go deep. If you want to go up, you got to go deep. If you want to go to the next level, listen, I believe, I wish I could re-preach that message, because you got to have this point. If you don't have this point, there's no next level. The next level is in the deep. The next level is in the deep waters. The next level is obeying God. He gives you the rhema word. I believe God is speaking to you to launch out, launch out, launch out, launch out, launch out, launch out into the deep, launch out into the deep. It's for you. It's your place to be with God. Come on, lift up your hands right now. Lord, we want to be measured, and we want to go into the deep waters. The deep waters with you. The deep waters with you. Come on, talk to God. Say, God, I want to go into the deep waters. The deep waters. The deep waters. Take me by the hand. Show me how to do it. Give me the plan. Give me the strategy. You're not in this thing alone. God is assisting you to go from ankle deep to swimming deep. It's for you. God is going to meet you in the deep waters. The catch is 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 in the deep waters. This is a season of harvest. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Before we end this right here, let's make a decree right now. Let's prophesy to the atmosphere. Let's prophesy to the atmosphere, the environment. Let's prophesy to this church that this is going to be a season of harvest. Come on now. Come on now. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy that this is a season of harvest. This is a season of harvest. Not only individual harvest. This is a season of harvest for New Beginnings Community Church. This is a season for souls. This is a season for the harvest. This is the season to catch fish, a multitude of fish. This is the season of harvest. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we call in the harvest from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come into the house of God. Come come into the house of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Give the Lord a hand. Woo! Jesus, 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 my Lord. I want you to take your seat for a moment. Sometimes you got to get a little practical. We got to take an offering. If you need an envelope, slip up your hand. My God, what a rhema word about that provision. The silver and the gold, the money, is in the deep, folks. It's in the deep. It's in the deep. When God challenges you to step out in faith, there's always a reward on the other side of the challenge. Always. My God. Ezekiel could have said, no way, I ain't going into that water. This is crazy. I'm going to just stay right here. You just go do it. I'll watch you from here. No, no, no. Can you imagine if Peter said, no, we've been fishing all night, Lord. We ain't going out there again. These nets are dry. They're folded up. We ain't taking them out again. Listen, when God gives you a word, if you put faith to that word and obey that word, the supernatural miracle is on the other side. The provision is on the other side. We're going to receive this offering. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to get into the prosperity of God, the blessing of God, God tells us something to do with our finances. And it's honor. He tells us to honor him with our money, our tithe, the first fruit of our increase. If we will honor God with our first fruit and our tithe, on the other side of the obedience, the barns are filled with plenty. The presses burst out with new wine. Listen, your whole Christian experience is going to be about deciding whether you want to obey God in what he says or not. Obey God, you get the reward. As you're preparing your offering, you can give on your smartphone through the app if you like. The Resource Center will be open. And also, next Sunday, we're going to be starting, at least it's on my agenda, it might change, but we're going to start the book of Ephesians. And we're going to start reading it and going through it. It's not going to be a verse by verse. It might be chapters, it might be topics in the chapters. But we're not gonna read verse by verse and teach it that way, but it's most likely gonna be through the book of Ephesians. And Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, and this writing is the most dense and doctrinal, deepest, saturated writing in all the New Testament, the book written or the letter written to the church at Ephesus. And we'll talk about that starting Sunday. It's gonna be great. But let's go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our time together, for this season in our life. We're excited, Lord. Take us on this journey of faith with you. We're excited where you're taking us as a church corporately, as individuals. We've been challenged today to leave our comfort zone and launch out into deep waters. We receive this offering in your name. We thank you for blessing it back to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can go ahead and receive it. Are you closing with something?
You are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Oh, you are good. You're good. Good, you're good. Oh, never gonna let me down. Yeah, you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. Oh, you're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. Oh, no. You're never gonna let. You're never gonna let me down, no. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down, no, no. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down, no, no. You're never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down, no. You're never gonna let,
Praise God. Praise God. Well, God bless you. Oh, by the way, we have a guest reception in honor of our guests. If you've recently been attending the church over the past several weeks, come and visit us at the guest reception through that exit door. We have some refreshments back there, some goodies to eat. It's going to be a great little couple minutes for you to come and meet us. We'll be back there. And God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday today. Be blessed. We'll see you next Sunday. God bless you.
Tried to hide it away so much.